interesting I listened to and participated in, hymn number 179, I think it was the middle hymn, and it was Be You Holy. And that is kind of a theme of my sermonette today. The title of my sermonette is Follow Our Leader. And God is holy, so we are admonished in that song to be like God, is to follow His lead and also be holy as He is holy. There are several events that are kind of coming together for us, at least in my view, in this area and this weekend. Tomorrow, July the 4th, of course, that's Independence Day for the founding of our nation. And on that particular day, I think the founders of the nation, the Continental Congress, signed the Declaration of Independence. And so that's a day that we mark as the anniversary of the nation. So that's one of the events that comes together for us. But we look back a few days to June the 20th. You don't look back to July. But we're looking back to June the 20th. I looked on the calendar that was given to me, and on that calendar it says June the 20th was the first day of summer. So that was interesting. Plus, concurrent, a double special occasion, if not a holy day. We talk about double holy days sometimes whenever a holy day comes on a weekly Sabbath. This was also Father's Day. And who is our Father? Jesus, God the Father is our Father, and the church is our mother. We have Father and Mother. And on June 20th, we were celebrating Father's Day. Earlier in the year, we celebrated Mother's Day. Now, we look at George Washington as having been, for our country, in a limited way, the father of our nation. He's considered to be the great leader. The responsibility of leadership is first and foremost to set the proper example. So if we look at God the Father as our leader, He is setting for us the example that we need to observe and to follow. I had something that happened over the last several weeks to us at our house. There is a family of robins who have nested right in the area underneath the eave of our house at the deck and between the light fixture that sticks out on the wall and the wall itself. They have located a nest, and Mother Robin had laid eggs in that nest. And interestingly enough, after the egg, just one bird, after the egg hatched, the two robins came to feed that one sibling. That's pretty interesting, I thought, because I've been aware of it for several years because we've had robins coming every year to that area. They seem to love to nest there because it's sheltered, and they fly back and forth all the time, two of them, bringing food to this one baby robin. And so that was interesting to me to see that the father and the mother fed the bird. And I can think about the parallel that we look at and think of between God the Father and our church feeding us as though we were in each individually one of the baby birds. But both parents came to the nest over this period of time. I presume that they're both parents. They didn't have any identification, but that was it. I have watched and carefully spoken to, softly as possible, the birds coming and going to that nest. And I named them. I named the birds Tweet Tweet. That's the Tweet Tweet family, I guess you'd say, father, mother, and sibling or offspring. So I watched and carefully spoken to the birds, and I've developed a kind of a friendship with those birds, and they would let me come to within about 10 feet of where they were before they would fly away, as though they really weren't all that sure I was so friendly, but I tried to be as much as I was able to, and I was able to establish a relationship, and they and they were kind of as much as you can expect a wild bird to be, friends. Tweet, tweet, and I speak to them by name. This week, baby Tweet, Tweet came up 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and started perching on the edge of the nest. And at first just standing there, and then started flexing the wings out like that, but just stood there for 2 days on the edge of that nest. I guess we'll go back into the nest and then come back to the edge of the nest, and starting to exercise the wings so that he, she, or it could fly. And so on Friday morning, I got up to go out to the sauna. We have a sauna, and Brian and I usually go in there in the morning. And I slid the patio, glass patio door open right by the nest, and I started talking to the bird. First of all, the parents weren't there. They were out in the garden or somewhere. The baby bird standing on the edge of the nest, and I'm talking to it, and as I'm talking to it, all of a sudden it flew away. I don't know if I startled it or what, but it flew. The first time, as far as I can tell, that it had flown. And it flew, and it was remarkably well coordinated. For a first flight, I can hardly imagine it. It went up over the obstructions that were in the way, and the poles that were there. It kind of moved side to side and flew off the edge of the deck and into the yard and lit. So that was something that was very interesting. I wondered, and this has to do with the message in the sermonette, how did that baby learn to fly? Now, I know that birds come into the world with a lot of instincts to be able to do those things, but still there had to be a learning process for them to do that. I regarded the learning process, the flying process, as following the leader. And I thought about that in regard to this sermonette, that I would speak about following the leader. And I entitled it, therefore, Follow Our Leader. So I thought of three things that I would like to discuss with you that we can learn by following our leader. God the Father, we would look at as being our leader, but also the church. Matthew chapter 5, all three of these things come from the Sermon on the Mount. And that's where Christ establishes Christianity, the basics of Christianity, for the first time. Matthew chapter 5, and verse 48, we are admonished by Jesus Christ, the head of this church, that we are to become perfect. Now, if we look at the old King James, it says, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So there's the leader, and we are to be the followers in that. We are to learn by observing the example of God the Father, and we are to do our best to mold our character in such a way that it matches the character of God the Father. Become you. It says, it's a translated word, but it says be you. And really the word should be become you, because it is a process that we go through in molding ourselves to be able to be like God as God is God. Become you, therefore, perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is already. It's not in there, but I'm slipping a word in. As he already is perfect. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So that's the first of 3 points that I wanted to make. The first one is pay attention to the example. God the Father is setting an example for you and I. Let's not let it go by us without noticing that he's doing that and paying attention to it. Second point that I have here is to love everyone. That's a big responsibility that we are being told to love everybody. Our great leader loves everybody, doesn't he? Even his son, Jesus Christ, his first son, loves the people who crucified him in a very painful way. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, again from the Sermon on the Mount, I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be like the little tweet-tweet bird following the example of parents. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. He makes the sun to rise on the evil as well as on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And I thought about, in regard to this, a report that I read to you from Fox's Martyr, where it says in the time of Polycarp and Polycrates, 5,000 people a day were being killed because of the fact that they kept their Christian beliefs. 5,000 every day for a year. That comes to about 2.5 million, I figured, people being killed in that 1 year. So that's the thing that we need to do also, that since God the Father is setting us as an example, and we are to follow that example, and he loves everybody, we are also to love everybody. Third thing is in Matthew chapter 6, and it's in the Lord's Prayer. We are taught that we are to pray this prayer, not as a rote set of words, but as an outline for the prayer life that we have, covering these individual subjects on a regular basis. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, forgive us our debts as. I thought it was a very big word there. As, two letters. As, in the same way, the word as means do something in the same way as our Father in heaven would do it. Forgive us our debts in the same way that we hope you, Father, will forgive as we forgive our debtors. And that's all we're entitled to ask for, as I see it there. We may ask God to forgive us our debts, and that's what we need, isn't it? To enter into eternal life, we have to have forgiveness for our sins. And so when we pray to God, we're entitled to ask for our own forgiveness in this, to the same level and to the same extent that we forgive others. The next verse, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And then it says in verse 14, reflecting back on what was said in verse 12, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But on the other hand, verse 15, unlike the baby bird who flew so well right out of the nest, if we don't do that, it says we're going to crash and burn. If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So you have two very small words to look at there in Matthew chapter 6. One is the word as, A-S. Forgive us as we forgive men their trespasses. And if is the other word. If you forgive men, God will forgive you. But if you do not, a promise virtually made here, God will not forgive you. Conclusion. We look at George Washington as our great national leader. He sets us an example, much of which we can follow. Not all of it. He wasn't perfect. But he sets us an example that we may, to a large extent, follow things which he did. Baby Tweet learned to fly from the parents. God the Father and the church are our parents. Tweet, tweet.